Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So very much looking forward to the show today. Are you Becky?
No, I'm a bit
Why?
I'm a bit scared.
Why?
Because all you've said for the last 10 minutes is, I feel really sick. I feel really sick. And you've like walked over to the bin a few times. And I've got a massive sick phobia. And I've got no choice but to sit with you in this room.
I do feel and a little bit sick,
if
I'm honest.
You're looking a bit pale. I'm telling the signs and it's a bit scary. What happened to you?
I got led astray by One Direction last night. Yeah.
Was it good?
It was very fun, but they forced, you know, I don't like to drink. They forced wine upon me and I feel a little bit dicky now. But you know what's going to cure it? One of those nice toasted sandwiches. So when you've got a sec.
No, I don't think you should have anything. I'm going to give you nil by mouth till 7.
I love coming in.
Just in case.
I love
you
pretending that I was
fluids.
Genuinely ill when I came in like, oh, I feel a bit poorly. And Becky's like, oh no, do you really? I'm like, yeah, I do feel a little bit poorly. She's like, do you want some paracetamol or anything? Get you? I was like, quite like a toasty from Pret. She's like, hungover then.
Yeah.
But no, just a little bit. Only a suggestion of it, not properly. I always feel fine all day and then sort of tend to feel sick around the 4 o'clock mark.
Brilliant.
Which is perfect. Which is absolutely perfect. Because when I was young, I'd feel a little bit horrible in the morning and then by 4, they'd disappear. But now every morning, now that I'm old, I wake up and I'm like, oh, I feel absolutely fine. I can do that again. And it gets to about 4 and it's time for a toasty.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dappy is probably going to be number one on the weekend, which is quite exciting for Dappy, isn't it? I'm happy that it's going to be number one, but it is knocking off my new best friend's One Direction. So, you know, where do I lie? Don't know. It's tough. During that record...
Oh, no, don't.
Can I say?
If you want.
Becky, producer of this fine show, leans over and says, sorry, can I ask you a personal question? I was like... Yeah, sure. Like, fully turning the music down and everything. I was like, yep, go for it, Becky. She's like, you know that picture of Dappy that's doing the rounds with him naked? I was like, yeah. Deadly serious. Did you take that? No! I didn't take the picture of Dappy, the man who's going to be number one at the weekend that's naked and all over the internet. Yeah, I took that. No!
Really?
Why have you heard that rumour?
I don't know. I can't reveal my sources.
Is that a rumour? I definitely didn't take a naked picture of Dappy and sell it to the papers. I would never do that. I'd never sell it.
Well, after yesterday, you were talking about how you were going to get your
sneaky pictures. Yeah.
I thought that might have been your first one.
Yeah, because Cher Lloyd was in yesterday, and me and Cher Lloyd hatched a plan because she's always in like radio buildings and at record labels and at fancy parties, and I'm in here at the radio. So I said, me and Cher Lloyd should start taking sneaky pictures of celebrities and then sell them to Heat magazine. You get £200. Mm. So me and Cher could start a new life somewhere.
You got more than that for Dappy, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I got more than that. I got about a grand for that. Should have got more, though, because all the publication rights, it's been everywhere. Gordon Smart owes me 40 quid for that. but me and Cher, we got hatched a plan yesterday to do this. And last night, I had to go to this dinner. It was like GQ magazine dinner. And I don't really know what it was for. I think it was just... it was like the end of fashion week, so they had a bit of dinner or something. Not that I went. But anyway, we went to this dinner last night, and my plan was to take some sneaky pictures of One Direction and then sell them. But I didn't do that because I thought... It was a bit posh when I got there, Becky. Mm. It was a bit fancy. Everyone was an adult. There was politicians. There was sort of Philip Green off of owning Topshop and being Simon Cowell's friend. So I thought, it's not going to be that good, is it, if I start, can I just get a quick picture of a Heat trying to make a bit of money from my holidays? But it was basically rich men and adults at this thing. And we finished the show here at 7 last night. Had to be there at 7:30 and didn't think properly yesterday. So if I had thought properly, I could have brought my outfit with me and gone there because it was just by Radio 1, but I didn't do that. I had to go back home, find something to wear. I think I tried 6 outfits on yesterday.
Did you get back and your room is just like covered in clothes?
Yeah. Literal mess.
I hate that when you're getting ready to go out.
Clothes everywhere. No clean clothes. And also my cleaner had come round and I was like, could you do me a favour? Could you iron this shirt? Because I thought, oh, I've got to go to this dinner. Could you just iron this shirt for me? Because I'm really bad at ironing. She's like, yep, I'll do the ironing. I'll iron that for you. Worse than me. Completely worse than me. So I was like, well, I can't wear that shirt now. Getting all stressed out. Couldn't get the ironing. It sounded like taxi waiting. Like, really stressy thing. So I had to put some on that I really hated. And you know when you head out and you're just like, hate what I've got on. Horrible. Sky blue suit. look stupid. And then I thought, well, maybe it'll be one of those things like where it's that bad that people think it's good. Because I thought, well, maybe Kanye could wear it. And as my housemate pointed out, but you ain't Kanye. Yeah. I said, yeah, we are, you know, we're a little bit different. So I went out in this suit that I didn't like, with a shirt that I didn't like, with shoes that I didn't like, with horrible hair. Yay! To a fashion dinner full of, like, fully, you know, well-dressed, grown-up adults with lots of money who've got lovely suits on. So went there in the horrible suit. And, of course, yeah, One Direction were there. No Boris Johnson. Oh. We're excited about that, weren't we? I thought it was a dead cert for that dinner. I told everyone, yeah, just dinner with Boris Johnson and One Direction. But Bojo was a no-show. You'll all be happy to know, and you, Becky, that the cheese toastie came, and I've only had one bite, and I think it's cured me. Sometimes I get violent sickness and hunger confused.
Okay, good.
But I think I was just hungry, so I'm all right now. I'm good. Now we've had some carbs in, we're good. So we were talking before about this dinner that I had to go to last night. Actual friends now. I think we're basically all new best friends, me in One Direction, Becky.
Wow.
Chris has left.
He's gutted. Bye. You know, he thought Harry was his.
He thought he was in with Harry. And, you know, Greg thinks that he's in with Harry Styles because Harry's tweeted him or something. But, you know, 3 times he just said in my ear. But we're actual friends now, I feel. And one DM, he said. Thanks, Greg. But, yeah, we went to this dinner last night and they were on the table next to us at this dinner, which was quite exciting, actually. I was saying I don't know why I'm caught up in One Direction hysteria. But
you've
I
got
am.
A proper crush on them, haven't you?
Love.
We all had to sit silently when you played it at the start of the show and you, like, turned it right up.
Yeah, me and Greg listened to it.
You're like, listen to this bit, listen to this bit when Harry comes in. It's amazing.
Shh. Me and Greg actually listened to it during his show. Just me and him in that room over there.
Did you?
Let's have a listen, yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, we're fully into it. Look at Greg's little face just because I'm talking about them, all happy and blushing.
So have you got any gossip?
Not major gossip. It was quite exciting to meet them. I'd never really met them. I met Harry once at X Factor, and then I got to meet the full crew yesterday, which was very exciting. They were with James Corden on this table. So that's quite a fun table, isn't it? James Corden and One Direction. Mm. James Corden was literally all over them like a rash. Kissing them, feeling their hair, smelling them. His fiancé just like, cool, our child's at home. I love how he does that, just like fully torturing them and they didn't really know what to do. They're just like, yeah, cool, carry on smelling me. And then weirdly, there was a nice mix of people at this dinner last night. So there was people like James Corden, One Direction, the man who owns Topshop. So, you know, all the gang together, politicians and Ronnie Wood off of the Rolling Stones. Now, he came over to talk to One Direction, which is quite a surreal thing to see, like one of the greatest guitar men in life from the Rolling... Does he play the guitar? I don't know. So does summer in the Rolling Stones. And he came over to, like, talk to them, which is pretty crazy to think that they're that big now, that, like, the Rolling Stones are like, oh, wow, it's really great to meet you. So I'm just stood there. Liam drops me like anything to speak to Ronnie Wood. He was like, and then the point of it was like, out my way, Ronnie Wood's here. So he started speaking to Ronnie Wood and they were all having like, oh, laughing. And I was kind of on like the outside circle of it because I didn't know One Direction. I didn't know Ronnie Wood either. So I just sort of stood there like, yeah. And like, Liam, introduce me now. Like hitting him. Liam, introduce me.
I can imagine you doing that as well.
Yeah, I was like, Liam, introduce me. Just literally fully squeezing his arm. So he had to force to be introduced to Ronnie. So I met Ronnie Wood, which was quite exciting. And then when Ronnie Wood went, Liam was telling me that earlier on that night, he'd gone for a wee, and when he got there, Ronnie Wood was also in the toilet, and they were like waiting for like the two urinals. So they're waiting to get there, and there's some people there, so there's a little queue with Ronnie Wood and Liam off of One Direction in, and then the two people clear, and they get to go to the urinals next to each other.
I love this. Is this exclusive One Direction Rolling Stones wee news?
This is.
Yes.
Yes, should we ask? Yeah.
Exclusive. Exclusive.
Wee news. And they had to have a wee next to one another. And Liam was saying he was all kinds of nervous because it's Ronnie Wood from the Rolling Stones next to him. So he couldn't go. Like, he couldn't have a wee because Ronnie Wood, one of his heroes, is next to him. And he'd not met him then, so he didn't want to be like, it's nice to meet you because you've got, you know, your hands on things. So you don't want to say hello during that wee. But then he couldn't wee. And then obviously Ronnie Wood's of an age. It takes a little bit longer to have a wee. So it was kind of like a wee standoff. No one could wee. Ronnie because of medical problems and Liam because of nerves.
Exclusive.
We've just had this in from the restaurant. Apparently the standoff is still going on. Ronnie Wood and Liam still waiting.
Hey Dave, we'll update the news and sport at 5 o'clock.
Thank you, Chris.
My pleasure.
People are texting in saying that they loved Celeb Lou News. Maybe it should become a regular feature, Dave in Derby suggests. Would you like that on the news?
What, actually in the news?
We scrap sport because no one's bothered.
Fair enough.
You can't just say that.
Oh, come on. Or weather.
Oh, neither weather.
Nah, I can just look outside.
Well, no, it's the weather.
No, the weather's a bit... Oh, no, no offence to you.
It's the weather forecast, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's always like, might be rainy, might be sunny. Okay, cool.
Thought it was quite specific.
Thanks, Newsbeat. Yeah. Why don't you scrap weather and do Lou News instead?
Okay, I will.
Go all celeb heart parties with a microphone in Lou's. I don't see anything wrong with it, ethically.
Yeah, I'm sure there's laws against hanging around toilets
I think it's fine.
If you're doing it as a journalist, it's all right with a microphone.
Yeah. We'll find you a party tonight, Chris, and we'll send you out.
Amazing.
See if you can get a bigger scoop than that. Don't scoop.
BBC
Radio 1. Right, Dear Scott is a thing that I really love on this show. I really, really do love it. And when I've done this show before, we've never got to do Dear Scott, because mainly Scott's not here. So we thought we'd change the name and would do Dear Grimmy. So we got the posh lady off of Radio 4 to read out some comments and emails and texts that we got, and we're just going to hear what you guys had to say.
Dear Grimmy, I'd like to share my thoughts of staff who work at checkouts in one of the supermarkets of German origin. They are so fast with scanning your shopping, you can't keep up with packing it. I think staff members from other supermarket giants should learn from them, as Christmas approaches fast and queues will be getting longer. Love, Joe.
Thanks for your comments, Joe. So Joe's been on to talk about the shopping supermarket. I was going to say shopping markets. The supermarkets there, where they do it too fast. I think they all do it too fast.
Do you?
I can never keep up. And then I always feel like, you know, when you go around someone's house and then they kind of want you to go and there's that awkward, like, anyway, we're off to bed now. And you're like, oh, okay. Once my friend, when I went to their house, actually literally gave me my coat and said, okay, bye.
Really?
Yeah.
What had you done?
I don't know. I think they order it too fast, because I'm still there and then they're looking as if to say, come on, got another visitor, another person's coming, but maybe we could organise that so that by Christmas, Joe could basically be the Jamie Oliver of the supermarket world, really revolutionise things and get it speedy.
I've never done checkouts, have you?
No, never done checkouts.
I've always wanted to do it.
Always wanted to do checkouts.
Because when I worked in a supermarket, they stuck me in the cafe.
Oh.
Like, I love food and that, but I just wanted to sit there and go, boop, boop. It's brilliant.
I think it'd be really fun. And you can be really bored and rude. And like, looking around, just beeping, not caring. Miss it.
You'd be brilliant.
Just going alone. That quick. All their bits. I'd really good. 67.80, please. I've never had a go at it, actually. I think I would. I'm quite obsessed with Dale's Supermarket Sweep. Did you used to watch that?
Is that still on?
It's on at night times.
Is it?
Yeah, because when I finish my show at midnight, I have to go home and watch crappy telly, and that's always on.
Oh,
Dale's Supermarket Suite, I don't know.
One of those weird ones high up.
Yeah, like D-Max plus two. but it's always on, and now it's called Dale's Supermarket Sweep, and everything's Dale's. He's, like, obsessed with himself. And everyone has to answer, yes, Dale, no, Dale, three bags full, Dale.
Should we go on it?
I would love to go on it.
You have to go on it in pairs. Can we please go on it if they do a celebrity one?
Well, let's not slag Dale off then. Does he work at Radio 2 still?
He does sometimes, yeah.
Can we phone him?
What, hi, can we come on the show and win a big inflatable turkey?
I've always wanted an inflatable guitar. Look how cool I'd look.
You have to get the turkeys first because they're the most expensive, don't you?
Yeah, when you're doing the... Yeah, but then you don't know the price of the inflatables because it could be 50 or it could be 250. But now they're called like Dale Bonus or the Dale Round. Everything's Dale. Dale Madness! Dale Cereal! Get your Dale trolley and go up the Dale aisles. It's a Dale Dash. He's obsessed. He's gone Dale mad.
We need to get on it.
I want to go on it.
Dear Grimmy, I really like this guy, but I haven't really spoken to him properly, and we don't have any mutual friends. He's only in one of my classes at school, and I don't really see him much the rest of the time. How do I get to know him so things can get further? Winking smiley. Thanks. Love you. XXX.
Okay. There were so many sign-outs there that I've actually forgot the question.
How do you get to...
How do you get the boy in the class to know? So this is tricky because no mutual friends, if you fancy someone and you've got no mutual friends, how does that happen? obviously at school, so you can't, like, it's not like you're going to run into him at a bar or something. I don't know, though. If you're from Oldham like me, props. So it's quite a tough one, that. I don't know, I'm not very good on relationship advice. Eternally single. So I don't know what I'd do. Maybe, only that one class, maybe could you sit next to him?
That's an
could
idea.
Could you do that? Do you have assigned places at school?
In some classes, I think.
I can't remember.
In others, you can just sit where you want.
Maybe you could ask the teacher discreetly when you leave, like, I want to sit next to Dave.
No, don't do that.
No?
Well, I really fancy Derek.
Well, just say that whoever's
can
next to you, be like, Miss, Rosie always eats her bogies and her hair smells greasy like Grandad's. Can I sit next to Dave? And then maybe she'll be like, oh, I have noticed Rosie's hair smells greasy. And she might swap you over. Say it's distracting. I'm just really trying to learn about the Tudors and Rosie's hair stinks and I can't. So I want to sit next to that fitty over there. That'd be good, do you think?
Mm.
Basically, you get your teacher to be matchmaker. Is that inappropriate?
Let us know how you get on.
Yeah, please let us know how you get on. Because I don't know how you're going to do it. Or could you send a little love note?
Oh, no, don't send notes.
No?
No.
Just wealth it. Just on a note.
On a paper plane.
Yeah. Oh no, the wind. Goes to the teacher.
Dear Grimmy, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. Nick, I've seen some of your photos, and I'm just wondering, do you wear guy liner? Manly eyeliner, if that exists. That's all. XX, winking smiley. Erin, from Manchester.
Hi, Erin. To answer your question, no. Zero guy liner. Although I do have quite a long eyelash. And people often say to me, have you got mascara on? And I said, no, that would be mental. Why would I have mascara on? And they say, well, it looks like you've got mascara on, but I've not got mascara on. Does it look like I've got mascara on?
They're quite curly, long lashes.
They're quite curly. They're really dark as well. But sometimes I do have mascara on.
So after all that, you're like, why would I have mascara on?
No, I don't.
It's totally mental.
No, I don't.
Sometimes I do wear it.
I don't wear it. I don't wear it. Sometimes when you go and do the telly, sometimes you have to go on the telly and they have to put makeup on your face because if they forget... Your mum calls you up, not your mum, my mum calls me up and says, oh, big night last night. And I'm like, no, I stayed in. She's like, oh, you look really pale and washed out and ill. Yep, that's my face normally. Thanks, mum. No makeup budget. But when you go to, like, do proper telly and you've got, like, a studio, they'll make you go and sit in a room, put makeup on your face so you don't look sweaty and do your hair and make you look nice. And once when I sat in there doing it, Kevin, who does the makeup, put mascara on me because apparently Steve Jones used to like it. So I thought, well, if Steve Jones having it, I'll have it as well. So sometimes I have it for telly. But only because Steve Jones does. Rick Edwards likes it as well.
Hi, Grimmy. My partner and I went to Zante. There was a song that was being played a lot. I've not heard it since getting back until you played it on your show the other day. Please, can I have the name of it? Pretty please. Lots of love, Yvonne XX.
Yvonne? How am I meant to know what song it was?
Does it say the day?
No.
Does it say the time?
Name of the song.
No clues.
Hi, Grimmy. My partner and I went to Zante. There was a song that was being played a lot. I've not heard it since getting back until you played it on your show the other day. Please, can I have the name of it? Pretty please. Lots of love, Yvonne XX.
Well, what sort of music do they play on Zante? They don't like play folk, do they?
No, it's going to be like dance.
It's going to be like... not. Well, we've got a list of what we played on Monday when Britney Spears was in.
Just pick one.
Do you think Tudor Cinema Club? No.
No.
Chase and Status? Could have been that.
Mm.
Not Coldplay. Not Eliza Doolittle. Not Jim Caseros. Could have been Martin Solveig. Oh, that's a bit last season in Zante. Far East Movement? No. You, Me at Six? Ollie Murs? I think it might have been Chase and Status.
Yeah, just say that.
Oh, Yvonne, it was Chase and Status. It was definitely them. Let's have one more from Dear Grimmy.
I feel sick. Should I go to netball? XXX. Millie in Tunbridge Wells. XX.
Oh, I don't know about that one. Oof, sick at netball. That sounds like a recipe for disaster, that. What would you say, Becky? Have you ever played netball sick?
No, I wasn't very good at
sport.
I
don't think you do sport being sick. I think wag it. Just say too sick, can't go. But then it might make you feel better. And no, don't go. Don't go in, stay. Stay at home and have some crisps.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We have a guest in the studio right now.
Exactly. Good to be here, fam.
Actual Tim Westwood is there.
Thank you, sir.
That's quite exciting.
For who?
Well, for me, not for you. It's a drag for you. You've been dragged in here, forced to do something.
Not at all. It's really nice to hang out here, baby. You've got it going on.
I know, I have. I really have got
very
it going
strong.
On. Are you all right?
Yeah, I slightly prefer it than Scott Mills.
Do you? Just slightly. Just slightly.
I know Becky does because she's producing.
Yeah, she's in charge.
She's really stepped up.
Yeah, she's making millions per show.
Oh, she's really making it happen in here. It's really
£4 million pounds a show.
And
she's
the
making.
Vibe is so good.
Oh, isn't it great?
Yeah, we watch you through the cameras. Everyone's just chatting away, enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're ready.
Normally, it's a little tight in here.
Is it?
Our attitudes. And
yeah, real awkward. Scott's
outside smoking a cigarette most of the show.
Yeah, because he doesn't speak to Becky off mic, does he?
Hell no.
They don't even look at each other. I know.
Yeah, they do. They normally put all these screens so they can't see each other.
Like the Sugar Babes in like 2004. They've got like a secret language.
Of hate.
Of hate, yeah. Does it smell of sandwiches in here? We just had a cheese toastie.
It smells of tuna, actually, not cheese.
Oh, don't know what that is. Don't know who's in here before us, Greg James.
And he's a right tuna fish in this game.
He is such a tuna.
He's tuna, yes. Absolutely.
I don't know what that means.
I do.
But he's tuna.
It means he's a right tuna fish. Why do you guys have so many quiffs? There's so many quiffs in this game.
What do you mean?
Massive fruit flows.
Who else has got a quiff?
Greg James is growing one.
Is he growing a quiff?
Yes.
Oh, he's trying.
Yes.
Well, do you know what he's probably trying to do? Harry Styles off of One Direction wants to be my best friend, and Greg is probably trying to look like me. So that Harry gets confused and thinks it's him. That's probably what's happening.
That went over my head.
I know.
Like your quiff.
On BBC Radio One Extra.
Westwood needs you to be part of his team.
Yes.
Are you swaggerific enough for
swagger.
The job?
Swaggerific.
Exactly. Exactly. Because if you're swaggerless, don't apply.
So you're looking for an intern.
Exactly. What we're doing here, I have a real rubbish team.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard? Yes, your ex-producer, you warned me about him.
Yeah, I did. I
Eagles.
Said, he's going to ruin your show.
But do you know what's interesting about Eagles?
When Who's he joined Eagles?
Glenn.
Oh, Glenn Eagles. Yeah, I get it now.
I used to call him Glender.
Yeah, Glender.
When Eagles came aboard, he had a quiff just like you.
Did he?
Yeah, working for One Extra, he's got a haircut like mine.
Got rid of it. Mm. He's all street now. I'm obsessed with Glenn. Glenn told me the most... I'm obsessed.
Is that what that tattoo said?
Yes. Yes. I love Glenn. Why? I love him.
I know
he told me an amazing story once in Edinburgh.
What?
He told me a story in Edinburgh once about vacuum cleaners. It was the funniest story I've ever heard.
Yeah. But
he used to sell vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny story if you don't mind doing 3 years in prison. Right. Just going back to this.
Yes.
I am looking for an intern to really rally the troops and make it happen out there. You've got to be over 18. You apply online, bbc.co.uk/onextra on the One Extra website. Fill it in the form and you can come up here. And for the last 2 weeks of October, you can be my producer.
Really?
No, my intern. Sorry, I read
intern,
that wrong.
Not
intern,
not producer.
Absolutely.
That's
right.
Glenda.
And all you need is swagger.
Do I have swagger?
You are swagless.
No!
You are swagless. You are a swag beer. You are absorbing my swagger as I'm here. I came in here dripping with swag juice.
I'm
and
not
you
a swag absorbing
it. You are
a, I'm not a
you
swag.
Are,
I've you got
are,
so much swag.
You are a swag sponge. You are just... Oh, I can feel my very swagger draining out of my body, going into your sponge-like swag mirror. It's awfully swagless. I feel like my swagger levels are at an all-time low sitting here at the
swag
moment.
Swag sponge.
Swag. You are, yeah.
I thought I was swag.
You are.
You said I was swag.
Swag
once.
Amoeba.
You said
you
I was
are
swag.
The swag
once, you did.
Lost for words.
You did.
Yeah, swaggerific.
Once upon a time, tell them what happened. I was upstairs in the radio, and Westwood came up to the desk, and he was like,
and you said, sit on my knee, and I said, oh, I love your swagger.
That didn't happen. That was at a party. And he said, I had swag.
Yes, you had swag.
When I went to that Drake concert.
Oh, hey. Oh, Drake shouted you out, my brother.
Swag.
Yeah, swag, 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 swag. And.
Yep.
You interviewed Nicki Minaj.
Swag.
Swag, 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 swag. And that was a great interview.
Yes.
Where you dressed up like Nicki Minaj.
Yes, Nicki Grimaj.
Right, with butt pads. And I did say butt pads.
Yes.
And, you look like Nicki Minaj.
And swag.
Swag, swag, swag.
I'm very swag.
Yeah, but sorry, I take that back.
Are you going to be a good boss for these people who are going to be the
interns? I'm the boss of all bosses, baby.
Are you quite a relaxing boss? Or
I know, I am a boss. Yo, there's no point being my intern and not learning some lessons in life.
Do they
about
have to-
rejection.
Do they have to be really hip-hop?
Yes.
Do they have? Would it help if they had grills?
Yes, absolutely. And grills are very expensive because the price of gold has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor Flavor's mouth is a multimillionaire now.
No way.
Yeah, it's got so much gold in there.
Go Flavor Flav. I really want grills.
I think you should. I think grills
I think
would really
sick.
Suit you.
Quiff and grills.
Yeah.
No one's doing that.
Yeah, because quiff and grills, because your teeth aren't straight. No. I think a brace would look. I think you should put those teeth in prison. Just imprison those. Put some bars across those teeth. Imprison those teeth.
Just get
maybe
a brace and say
yes.
I've got grills.
Yeah, no, just say your teeth's in prison.
Is that a brace? Being
very
grills.
Naughty. No, grills. You need grills.
They're grills.
Yeah, ice grills.
Westwood, when do they have to do this by?
By Friday at 7.
By Friday?
Yeah, we're on 1X, we've only had 2 people apply so far. We want to have 3 apply so we can have a competition and eliminate 2. We are desperate, please. Please apply.
Please apply.
Please. Swag.
If you want to be Westwood's intern.
If you want to be Westwood.
If you want to be Westwood, don't apply. It's never going to happen.
Swag. If you want to be Swagwood. Very nice to be here, Grimmy.
Very nice to see you, Westwood.
You're looking great. And I take back everything I said about you being swaggerless. You are the most swaggerific guy I've ever met in my life. You are swag fantastic.
Knackered after Westwood coming in.
I always need to lie down.
I thought you were going
to
swear then.
That was like a big exhale.
I know. A lot of screaming of swag.
I hurt my
throat screaming it so much. I got really laddie then.
I thought I was the only person that didn't know what it was, but judging by
the text... No, I don't really know what it is.
What, you did all that and you didn't know what it is?
Well, I just heard like rappers say it.
I just felt that I was really kind of left out as you two going on about swag. And
swag.
I don't even know what it is, swag. But no one on the text knows what it is either.
No, I've just heard rappers say it. And I always think they're good role models. So I just copy what they say.
It is. Oh, it's the way in which you carry yourself. It's your overall confidence, style and demeanour.
I don't think I've got much swag. I think it's like if you're all cool and stuff. I don't think you can have swag and have a regional accent. I don't think you can. But if you want to be Westwood's intern, if you just heard your actual boss then, it sounded like an angel calling to you and thought, I must work with this man.
He
seems
that?
So calm. Go online to bbc.co.uk/1extra and you could be Westwood's intern for the last 2 weeks of October. You could be making cups of tea in crunk cups before you know it. Does he have one of them? No, you see rappers with, like, bejeweled mugs.
No, do you know what? I'm going to say it. He's actually, when it comes to stuff like that, he's actually really not swag.
Not hip-hop, no.
Because all he does is, like, eat porridge.
I know, can he see
And he's,
us?
Like,
can
really particular no. when it comes to coffee.
Where's his studio? No, he can't hear us, can
so, he's
Tim!
Actually, he no, just eats, like, mung beans and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I ran into him in Fresh and Wild, which is like an organic supermarket. And he was like, excuse me, big dog, where's the quinoa? But it was more like, I just really need to pick up some broccoli, is there? I busted him in there. That's why when he came in, he said, where do you do your shopping? Because I didn't let on, because I thought, I don't want to ruin his quinoa broccoli moment.
But it's funny, because when you said, oh, we just had a cheese toast, he was like, just way too fattening.
Oh, way too fattening.
He says he's on 800 calories a day.
That's I know.
Like awful.
I know.
I love we've just completely outed him as, like, not cool at all.
Not hip-hop at all. I drove past his house, he's got really lovely hanging baskets.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Pixie Lart on Radio 1, all about tonight. She, of course, is going to be performing at Radio 1's Teen Awards on the 9th of October, which is very exciting. It's quite soon, actually, that, isn't it? I saw Molly off of the Saturdays, who I'm hosting it with, not in real life, just in a picture, and she... What?
I thought, when someone says I saw them, it's like...
No, I just saw her in on the internet. She looked really nice. She was at some fashion party, and she looked really nice, really clean, nice dress... Like, nice hair and that, nice makeup. So I thought, I probably need to shape this up a bit.
Have a wash.
Have a wash, fix things. I know, but
have hair.
Yeah, do the hair. Yeah. Need to get my hair cut. I feel like I've not liked my hair for 27 years. You know, like, people just have, like, a haircut that they have and they're happy with it. Never.
I'm just jealous of your volume.
Thanks. Moose. Not really. When we actually went to get some hair stuff yesterday, Mel, who was working on the show, was like, what about a bit of mousse? Well, it's not 1987.
Also,
so
you don't need any more volume.
No, I don't. It's insane. Do you remember it looked like Auntie's hair in Edinburgh? Auntie Paula.
Then you got it sorted after that and all of a sudden it's back.
It's going Auntie again, yeah. Mm. Don't know what happened. But anyway. But basically the Teen Awards is real soon, so we need to sort out my Auntie hair, find something nice to wear, because I realised yesterday I have no nice clothes. Zero nice clothes. She looks all good and nice, so I don't want to be all slobby next to her like Uzi. So me and her presenting on Sunday 9th of October at Wembley. Rizzlekick, Cher Lloyd, Joe Jonas, Ed Sheeran, One Direction, Jason Derulo and Pixie Lott. So it's a massive lineup. And our trailer goes out tomorrow. We've not talked about this.
Mm.
I forgot about that. Am I done? Have I got to do anything else?
I think you're all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
A bit late now if you need to do extra bits.
Yeah, because it goes out tomorrow. Mm. If you entered... Not a competition. If you just got in touch with us, if you emailed or texted us to be on our Teen Awards trailer, it's going to be on tomorrow night just before EastEnders, about 8 o'clock. Quite exciting. On BBC One, so you might be on the telly if you entered it. Then maybe you'll have made the cut, or maybe not. Lols if they're just like...
That would be really bad if they're like, yeah, so you might be on it, but you'll have to watch it to find out.
Yeah, I think you do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So you'd be sitting there with your mum and dad.
Yeah, I might be on it, but then you don't want to tell too many people. You know,
in
case you're not on it. Just be like, oh, watch EastEnders. Something amazing happens tonight, but watch it right from the start. That's what you'll have to say. People will be like, oh, okay, I've never watched it before. Just watch it tonight. You'll get into it because you might be in it. So that's going to be happening then, which I'm very much looking forward to on the 9th of October. We need to talk about that soon as well.
You need to say about how you can get tickets.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's the thing I was going to say. Yeah. If you want to get tickets to the Teen Awards, open to just 14 to 17-year-olds, then make sure you listen to Vernon on Saturday from 10 a.m. and he'll let you know how and when to get tickets. Becky, when you were growing up, did you have a friend called Matt who lived in Middlezoy? Because that would explain why and how you look familiar, because I think I watched Forrest Gump at a sleepover at yours when we were 14. Lol, says Paul.
I don't like
that's
text
the best
like that.
Text ever.
Do you get scared that people will come out of the woodwork?
And ask me about sleepovers?
Yeah.
No, but I quite like to have some in. If you've had a sleepover at mine or I've had a sleepover in yours... Text in 8199.
I do remember him. Yes, I do. And yes, it was. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. Did you enjoy Forrest Gump?
Thanks for that. Yeah, it's a good film.
Yeah. I only watched it the other week.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd seen it before, but obviously I have.
You watched it with, what's it called?
I might have fallen asleep.
Yeah,
I've got
film.
A tendency to fall asleep after the first 10 minutes.
I've seen the start of every film.
Yes.
I either fall asleep or strop out and leave.
What have you walked out on?
Everything.
Really?
Because T4 make you go and watch films. Because if you have to have an actor on your show, so you've got Jude Law coming on, you have to go and watch a Jude Law film that he's in. The one that he's promoting.
I had to go and watch Friends with Benefits with Matt Edmondson.
How was that?
Awkward.
Why?
Because it's all about...
Why did you have to go and watch it with him?
Oh, well, he just happened to be there.
Oh, okay.
But I had to sit next to him, obviously, then, because we knew each other.
Yep.
And it was all about doing it.
Yep.
And it was just a bit awkward.
Just you and Matt?
Yeah, and Johnny Vaughan.
Oh, Johnny Vaughan. Those things are so weird because you have to go and watch a film with everyone off the telly.
Yes.
So what happens is that they put the film out in a... They have a little secret cinema and they put a film on before it's out so that you can watch it so that when the actor comes on, you know what you're talking about, mm-hmm. basically. So it's before the film. So it's everyone off the telly. So, like, sometimes you go on, like, Lorraine Kelly's there.
Susanna from BBC Breakfast to watch one with
Oh,
her.
Yeah. I watched a film with Bill and Sian once after I'd been on BBC Breakfast and then they snubbed me.
Oh.
Yeah. They've changed. Graham Norton once. Never said hello to him. Who else has been in there? Johnny Vaughan, the loudest man in the world.
He is. He comes in and he makes sure that everyone knows he's there.
Oh, really loud. And like when something yeah. happens that's not that funny, like someone just like walks into a wall. Ha 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 ha. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Or when it's sad. Oh. Or tense. Oh. Like going to see a film with a pantomime dame.
Or someone off Scooby-Doo.
Amazing. But you're not meant to leave them.
No, you're not.
So they're tricky.
So how much do you watch?
Well, I went to see a really bad film called with Winona Ryder in it.
How long ago was that?
No, she was back. She made a comeback. It was post-shoplifting. What? She did shoplift. I've seen the video. It was some of The Dilemma. That's what it was called. Did you see The Dilemma?
No.
Literally the worst film in life. I had to walk out of that one within 5 minutes because the opening line in it was something like, God, what about love? Isn't it great? I can't stand a film if the dialogue is unrealistic. So I could go and see Star Wars, anything like that. Obviously, that's not real.
Mm.
Avatar, yes, I can go and see that. But if it's a normal film, so it's about like a divorce, but it's not how people speak, I can't bear it. That's what annoys me. So if like you don't speak, no one speaks like that. So I have to leave. Anyway, that's my rant over.
That's how Grimmy sees it.
That's how I see it on films. I hate films generally. I like about 5 films. Beetlejuice, love. Nightmare Before Christmas, love
There's a
that.
Theme here.
What?
All kind of weird looking people.
Yep. Adam's Family Values.
Same.
Mean Girls.
Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands.
And Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Edward Scissorhands. That skeleton out of Nightmare Before Christmas and Lindsay Lohan. All very similar.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, they're having a party next door.
Oh, it's Thursday. It's Thursday, isn't it?
What's that?
Every Thursday, if we have a guest, we make the guest go in and tell them to keep it down.
Who is it?
I don't know what show. It's a different show every week, but...
I'm going to open the blind, see who it is.
No, you have to open the door and shout, do you mind, can you keep it down?
No, should I?
Kelly Rowland did it once, it was brilliant.
Yeah, Kelly Rowland, yeah. I remember that.
Go on.
Nah. What if it's someone scary? Could be Screaming Benga.
Are they scary?
No.
Should I do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure this is the feature?
Yeah.
You're not just stitching me up?
No. What, really say? Loud.
Really Okay. Sorry, can you keep it down a bit? God's sake. Is that what you do?
Not
no.
Quite.
Oh. He looked really angry. I didn't know who it was. Wasn't Screaming Benga. One toddler tea. I don't know who it was. Anyway, Jim's been on in Sussex. He says, I think you and Becky should be a couple.
Oh, God.
Been thinking about it all afternoon on my tractor. I love that he's been thinking about it all afternoon on his tractor. You would have hilarious kids. Ugly, but always happy. Just thought you should know. Farmer Jim in Sussex.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Ugly kids, but always happy. Right, coming up after... We've got to do that.
Start
again.
To get a serious news face.
Okay.
We were on time for the news a few minutes
ago. I know. It was all professional and all good. We even told Newsbeat we're on time and now we're really late. Okay. Everyone breathe. I'm going to say it really quick. After six, we've got Rihanna, a brand new song from her. But first, it's time for Newsbeat. Here we go. So we're going to play you the new Rihanna record in a second. She has a brand new record. Of course, she releases a new record every Thursday. So we've got a new one for you today. It's called We Found Love. Now, I did get excited and tell everyone that we had the world first exclusive play of this. No, false. Completely untrue. We didn't. Greg played it earlier. But second's good. But has it been on other radio stations?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Before Greg.
And it's on the internet?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Greg's wasn't exclusive either.
But you've probably heard it.
Yeah.
But people still be excited because we're going to play brand new Rihanna.
People who are at
yeah,
work
people
and
were
stuff.
At work and stuff, weren't they? So we're going to play brand new Rihanna in a second for you. You know Chris Smith, who does news off of Newsbeat?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like me and Chris have really got a friendship going on.
Oh,
do you think he likes it when I'm on?
Yeah.
I really like it. Don't say like that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think he does. He likes
I
you.
Think we have a nice little bond. However, I think I've pushed him over the edge because earlier on we said that Newsbeat always make the weather up.
Yeah.
I also said they should scrap sport, which might have annoyed him. And then we were late for news yesterday, and I may have used the phrase, I think it's funny being late for news. Or I really like it when I'm
you
late
said,
for news.
I love being late for the news.
Okay, I love being late for the news.
Which isn't good.
It's not good. So I think Newsbeat have got in for me. Mm. I've pushed him over the edge because when we did this news intro then, admittedly I was giggling quite a lot because someone sent in the text about us having the ugly but funny babies, which was funny.
They said our kids would be ugly but always happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems nice. Would you rather have a good looking child who's miserable or an ugly child who always has a laugh?
A happy ugly every
happy,
time.
Happy ugly, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But like so ugly that he has to wear like a potato sack over its face when it leaves the house.
Yeah, like, still happy.
What about if it had the face of an English bull terrier, but the body of a human, but was always happy?
Happy.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
A little dog face.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, we were laughing at that, and then I was a little bit late for news, and then I messed up the news. Listen how angry Chris Smith is. I'm going to say it really quick. After six, we've got Rihanna, a brand new song from her. But first, it's time for Newsbeat. Here we go.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
And I'm Chris Smith. Stock markets around the world have fallen in value.
All angry.
It's because you didn't say his name.
I know, but I forgot.
You were distracted because you'd had the ugly but happy kids. You'd had to go next
door. Tell them off next door. There was a lot of stuff that was making me giggle. And I thought, he's so established already, you don't need to introduce Chris Smith, was what was going through my mind. Because when we were talking about what kind of level pop star he was, we said he'd be like the Beyonce. You wouldn't have to introduce Beyonce. Because as soon as you hear that tone, you know it's Crazy in Love.
I don't think she'd go on if she wasn't introduced,
do you think? Just always waiting.
She wouldn't do it.
Should we play a new Rihanna song?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Do you have the big list of Rihanna songs?
The one I just gave to you.
Oh, yeah, sorry, but I put my chewing gum on it, sorry. So I had a theory earlier in the week that because Rihanna releases a new record, literally every 5 minutes, she's very busy, I have a theory that she always does one good one, one bad one, one good one, one bad one.
Right.
So I don't know if this is going to be a good one or a bad one.
Do we have to go through all the others just to find out?
I think so.
Okay.
Ponder replay. I think good. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that.
You like that one? If it's loving that you want.
I can't remember that.
If it's loving that you want.
No, I'm going to say
that was rubbish, wasn't it? I didn't like that one.
It's working so far, your theory.
SOS.
Yes.
Good, wasn't it? Unfaithful. Mm-mm. No, oops. Computer didn't like that one. We Ride. Don't even remember that.
No, I don't.
Let's just do that. Umbrella.
Yes.
Massive. Shut Up and Drive. Oof. Rough.
I like that.
No, Shut Up and Drive is... Oof. What does it mean? Shut up and drive?
Yeah.
Who's she talking
to? Like really annoying taxi drivers.
Oh, okay.
The ones that want to know about your life.
Oh, yes. Literally, shut up and drive. Hate That I Love You. No. Wasn't good, was it? Umbrella, The Re-entry.
No, that's just... You've printed off.
I know. I know. That was just a joke. Don't Stop the Music.
Yeah.
You didn't like that one, be honest.
No.
That one's not good. Take a Bow?
No, that's the one about putting on a show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I quite like that one. Put on quite a show. Very entertaining. No, it's a bit like what your mum says. Oh, very entertaining. Showing off in front of your friends. So I'll say no. Disturbia.
Oh, I like that one.
No. You like that? Rehab. Don't even remember that one. Russian Roulette, I liked.
Yep.
You like that one? Rude Boy.
Yep.
That was sick. Tiamo.
Yes.
You like Tiamo?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't like Tiamo. Only Girl in the World.
Yes.
That was good. That was a really good one. What's My Name? Again. Hallelujah. That's the best song ever. Now we have her new song. It's called We Found Love.
So is it going to... Have we worked out? Is it going to be good or bad?
I don't know. Because sometimes... I think it might be one of these. I think it's got to be. Because there's been so good ones. Only Girl in the World was good. Rude Boy was good. What's My Name good.
Yeah, but what about Cheers, I'll Drink to That?
Oh!
This is going to be brilliant then.
Oh, this is going to be amazing after that. Brand new Rihanna. So there we go then, brand new Rihanna on Radio 1. It's called We Found Love. Calvin Harris made the beats for her. Out on the 14th November, if you want to get that one. Becky, is it a or a for you?
Have you got a middling?
No, I need
maybe
a middling.
Maybe it's a grower.
I think it's a grower.
At the moment.
I think it's a grower. Is this the sound of grower?
Yes! Yes.
That's it from us. Chloe saying it's no Rude Boy in Bristol. Put it in a sandwich and enjoy because this is a tuna.
Is someone actually text that in?
Yes, Lucy. She likes it. Good, but a bit repetitive, says Richard. It's good. I think this is a... She's actually wrote... says Rachel on the A505. So there we go. I think that's going to be a grower. I think it, in weeks to come, or years to come, if you listen to it, it's every single day for the next 5 to 6 years, it could well become a... So earlier on, when we were doing the news, I found it slightly funny that I had to go and one shout at those people next door making a mix for Mr. Jam. Becky told me that that's like a thing on the show on Thursdays. Is it?
Yeah, but quite
has it been a thing once?
Well, yeah, we got Kelly Rowland to do it once, but they didn't do it to such an extent that you did.
What did they do it like?
Excuse me, would you mind turning the music down, please? Whereas you went in and were like, can you turn it down, for God's sake?
I thought that was what the gag was. They were being shouted at. I don't know. And then I found that funny and I couldn't stop laughing. So I introduced the news a bit sloppily, did it twice wrong, and then this was my third attempt. I'm going to say it really quick. After six, we've got Rihanna, brand new song from her. But first, it's time for Newsbeat. Here we go.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
And I'm Chris Smith. Stock markets around the world...
All angry. Chris Smith.
Did I sound angry?
Yeah, I was scared.
Oh. Are you two okay?
Have we got beef?
You do remember my name, then?
God. Oh, God, that's intense. Do we have Newsbeat beef?
Can I just explain why?
Yeah, go on.
Because it's like a rule. It's
what, like with the BBC?
And you broke it, Grimmy.
Oh, my God.
It's not just me demanding a name check.
I thought it was you just being audivory.
You've got to say what my name is. I think it's in case someone complains and goes like, that news really is rubbish.
Oh, okay. Okay, if you do want any complaints about the news, it's Chris Smith. That's C-H-R-I-S-S-M-I-T-H.
Oh, good. You can even spell it.
Yep. Now, when Chris Smith was here doing Newsbeat, we talked about that earlier in the week. I wanted to tweet Cheryl Cole because, Becky, you started following her. You said she's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. I've started following her. I've not seen anything yet. I don't think she's tweeted since I've started following her.
Oh.
And I tweeted her the other day.
Do you think that's connected?
Maybe, yeah.
What did you put to her again? I can't remember. You were like,
it was something like, do you want to come on the show? We've got Martin Roberts after the Holmes Under the Hammer as a maybe. There was someone else weird as well.
And then you put, PS DM me.
PS DM me. So she didn't reply. She's not DM'd me.
But then you soon forgot because...
Brittany messaged me
on
Twitter.
Completely out of the blue.
Completely out of the blue. So I was thinking, why did Brittany message on Wednesday? We did the interview on Monday, and then on Wednesday she put out a tweet saying, oh, I really enjoyed that interview. Listen to the link. There's the link. Grimmy is...
Did she put a link to iPlayer?
Yes.
Wow, I love her.
She's sick.
That is good.
Now, did she do that because she was forced by her record label, or has she been thinking about me for 2 days?
Thinking definitely about you.
Do you think?
I love it that Brittany's just sat on her sofa watching stuff on the iPlayer.
I know.
It's true. That is amazing.
I heard she was in Nando's in Stoke Newington in northwest London, northeast London. Is that a true story, Chris? True story.
How does he know he wasn't there?
He just nodded. He lives opposite. Did you see her?
You've got a stakeout. Just keep watching in case. How long have you been monitoring the chicken shop to see if Britney Spears goes in?
4 days.
Did you actually see her?
Didn't see her.
Oh, no. It's just vicious rumours.
I told you, yeah.
If you saw her having some chicken in northeast London, get in touch. 81199. But yeah, I think maybe should we have another go at tweeting Cheryl? I just think it's embarrassing. Because when Britney tweeted, I snubbed her for like 19 hours, then replied. Because you told me to play it cool.
Just, you can't ask her why she hasn't replied to you. You've got other people now. Have One Direction tweeted you?
No.
You saw them last night?
I saw them at the dinner last night. I'm friends with Harry Styles on BBM.
What?
Yeah, we were BBMing today, doing some instant messaging. But my phone's broke, so he thinks I'm mental. So every time I go to type, it does loads of spaces, a full stop and a B. So I have to, every time I write a word, send the message. So he gets like 9 messages if I'm like, it was nice to meet you last night. Sorry, my phone is broken. So he got like 15 messages. So I don't know if he'll reply because he probably thinks I'm weird. But I sent the smiley of hands over the eyes, like, ooh, can't watch. So I thought that I'd like, you know.
Lighten it.
Lighten the mood a little bit.
I think he probably went the other way.
Yeah. I was quite conscious of BBMing him because he's a teenager. So I said the word sick quite a lot and lol. And then just communicated in smileys.
Yeah, but he thinks the excuse of you having a broken phone is rubbish and you're just texting like a nan.
Yeah. It's like nana texts.
Do you put love, Grimmy, at the end of it?
No.
Hello, it's...
Dear Harry.
Love, Mum.
LOL, love, Mum.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.